The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
I'd like to begin Zvachim Daf Chav Tes with a couple of interesting tidbits before we get to our main point here. The Gemara brings Ben Azay on here on the bottom of Amr Al. Ben Azay Omer Oisei Matam Alem Lefisha Nemer Leisaacher L'Shalmoi Yochal Af Ma'acher Nidre B'lo Yerotze Tam Alem Or Oisei Oisei B'lo Yerotze Ve'in Ha'ma'acher Nidre B'lo Yerotze. If you read carefully in Taisis Ve'in Ma'acher Nidre B'lo Yerotze and the Shittim Kabetzis over there on Daf in Ois Chavov, he says K'moy be'iches man gufay k'moy carbon habo keves ve'vi la'achas shnosay. A fascinating way of the Shita explaining the Gemara here, and you find this also in Rosh Hashanah Davov, that not only is the din of bal ta'acher a din that you're not allowed to be ma'acher the nether, but actually there would be a havamina that the carbon would become posel, just like if someone brings it la'achas shnosay. In other words, there's an intrinsic physical problem with the carbon if it had a bal ta'acher. It sounds clearly from this that bal ta'acher is not only a peripheral external din that you shouldn't be ma'acher your nether, but rather that the akdosha and the nether and the bal ta'acher is chal in the guf dinei ha-karbon and it's din ha-krova. A very important point. And the second tidbit is there's a Rashi here on Amud Beis. The Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yanai, minayin l'machashev v'kotshem sho'u loike, tamu loim lo yechoshev. So Rashi says, lo yechoshev, kori bei lo yechoshev. Actually, kori bei lo yachshev, like the Shita gives us nekudas. Lahazir kvehanem alkach. What does it mean, alkach? That machashev v'kotshem sho'u loike. A machshavas psul, machshavas pigul, is also to think about when you're making a carbon. Why does Rashi say Lahazir Kehanim al Kach? We know the Mishnah says at the beginning of the next parak here, it's a famous din that Yisrael is allowed to do Shechita. Shechita is Ksheir Bazar. And even Yisrael could do Shechita, Zar could do Shechita. So why does Rashi say that the love of Le'ichoshev has something to do with the Kehanim? Whenever I ask someone this, they say, it's Lav Dafke. Usually it's Kehanim involved in Pigel, that's all. Okay. I think that maybe the Rashi is a little bit better with the following point. Without undue elaboration, because it's not our main focus here today, we find in many places that Shechita was associated with Kehanim. There's a Taisis in Kedushin I involve, and in Ksubas Chavtal that says that they used to do Shechita with Kehanim Miuchasim. In fact, the Taisis Arash over there in Kedushin I involve asks from the above-mentioned Mishnah here on the Flamed Aleph and Beis that says that Shechit is Ksheir Bazar, so why would they go with Kehanim? The Pasuk says V'shachat HaKoyen, and the Mepharshim say it all the time. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kavov says Kehanim Noitlin Tzchoron Mitrumas Halishkev to learn Hilchas Shechita. Why Dafka the Kehanim? The Bahag is Moina, I think it's Mitzvah Memches. Amongst the Mitzvah Hamutoles Ala Kehanim is the Mitzvah Shechita, and so on and so forth. The punchline, which we see from all this, I believe, is one form of saying it is the way the Beis Halevi says it in Tshuva Chelik Beis Siman Tes, as well as Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlow, that even though, yes, Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, but inherently it's a mitzvah, mutalas ala kehanim, just like all the other avoidas. The kehanim were the ones who had the command, who had the responsibility to see to it that all the avoidas based on mikdash were done, and including Shechita Sakarbon, which although it's Ksheir Bazar, and maybe it's even Mitzvah Bebailim, like we find in Rashi and Pesachim Dav Zayin, Ayin Shambar Ashash. And again, I won't go into this too much, but the point is that even though Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, but it was a mitzvah that it was incumbent upon the Kehanim. So hence I think that even if, yes, Pigel is something that is incumbent upon Kehanim, because they are the ones in charge all the time, is there scenarios where a Yisrael will shecht and where he will also be commanded and included in the lav, it's avada lav hashava bakal in that way? Yes. But maybe it's a little bit easier the Rashi, lahazir kehanim alkach, because since they were the ones commanded on Shechita, and they were the ones usually involved with it and doing it, so maybe the shpigel is going to ultimately, for the most part, be a command on the kehanim as well.
And now I just want to discuss a greater elaboration, this final topic, which is a fascinating point and it came up numerous times, but there's a new revelation here which I would like to discuss. It's amazing how Divrei Torah, Kol Pam Shata Mamashbish Ba Tamamaitzi Ba Tam Chodosh Umosik. The Gemara says, like we mentioned, that Rabbi Yani says, the Mechashav Kachim gets Malkus, Amalei Ravashi, the Rav Mori, Lav Shem B'maisav, Cholav Shem B'maisav, and Leikon Olav. What did the guy do? He thought that he's going to eat it the wrong day. That's a Machshava. You don't get Malkus for a Machshava, you barely get Malkus for a Dibra, like we'll see. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Hudi, Amalei Lav Shem B'maisav, Leikon Olav. So basically the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying here, Achav Tesim Beis before the Mishnah, that if you hold lav shame b'maisa loik in a love, then you get pigle, you get malchus. If you hold lav shame b'maisa ain't loik in a love, then you don't get malchus. And there's the famous age-old question which everybody discusses: the night of Yehuda and Yerideyas and Kuf Samachesim Aduru Tinyana, the Mechus Chenech and Kuf Mem Dalid, maybe the Mechus Baruch and Simon Aleph and the Beis Yitzchak and Chelik Aleph Yerideya, Simon Yud, and so many more, starting from the Rishonim, like we'll get to in a minute, they discuss the following question. The Gemara says in Tumura Daf Gimel, Amr Rav Yechanan, Kol Leisa Sei Shabbatayra, Asa B'maisa Loike, Loi Asa B'maisa Eina Loike, I'm not sure if it was Rav Yechanan or Rav Yehuda Marav, that basically if you do a Maisa, you get Malchus, if you don't do a Maisa, you don't get Malchus, except for Meimer Nishba Mekalas Hashem, that even though you didn't do a Maisa, you still get Malchus. Tmura, even though you don't do a Maisa, you just say Zek Zeh, that the Chulin animal should be like the Kachem animal, and boom, you're over a love, and you get Malchus, because what did you do? You just said something. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Amr Rabbi Yechon Alei Sisni Meimer. Don't consider Meimer an exception or a love, Shein by Maisa, and still you get Malchus. Debedibura Yisavid Maisa. It's not really a love, Shein by Maisa. It's a love, Sheyesh by Maisa, if you will. Why? Because by saying that this should be like that one, it becomes Halig, and it's Bedibura Yisavid Maisa, and you get Malchus. Why? Because when you say that this carbon should be like that carbon, your meager form of speech and the words that you articulated is not just some oxygen coming out of your mouth. It's actually a chalois tmura which makes that carbon B becomes halig, shnei and ktoishes, like Rashi says in the Beis and tmura. And memela, you did a maisa chalois hektish, the becoming, the transpiring of a chulin animal becoming a kachem animal is classified as a significant enough of an action of a maisa on the scale of how much action and maisa you need to get malchus. So don't consider tmura an exception of a lav shein b'maisa that ain't loikin a love. Rather, it's a lav sheyes b'maisa, and therefore it's loikin a love. That's the Gemara in Tmura Daf Gimel. So the obvious question that we were alluding to is that why over here does the Gemara say by Yosan Daf Chav Testament Beis that if it's us of a Maisa, I'm sorry, that if you make a Machshavas Pigel V'Kachim, then only if you hold Lav Shein B'Maisa Leikon Olav you get Malchus. Otherwise you don't. What do you mean? Even if you hold Lav Shein B'Maisa ain't Leikon Olav, but it's Avid Maisa. Al Yedei is Pigel. It became from a carbon kosher to a carbon puzzle. And you say, yeah, but the animal's the same. There was no boom, there was no bomb, there was no action. It just changed from a carbon kosher to a carbon puzzle. So what? Over there also it just changed from a chulin to a kachim. There was no real change. There was no break of a bone or anything. Still, it's called a maisa. So why over here is it not called a maisa? It's said over that Reb Chaim used to say over three terutzim on this question, maybe not B'Shem himself, but he said three terutzim on this question. The Minchas Avram here in Zvachim brings this down. Number one, he said that yes, I understand B'dibur Yisavid Maisa is a lomdasha, interesting, unusual chiddush of a Maisa, that a chulim is becoming a kachim. It is not really a major Maisa, but guess what? The Gemara says a svara, a chiddush, that it's called a Maisa. Maybe that's only when a chulin becomes a kachim. But a kachim that's kosher becoming a kachim that's puzzle is a little bit more of a watered down maisa than even a chulin becoming kachim. Again, of course, we're not exactly talking about the lav of Pen Yosef or the lav of Geneva where there's no problem finding the maisa. You don't need a magnifying glass or an interesting type of perspective to find the maisa there. But even over here where the Gemara does say a chiddush in Tmura Gimel that b'dibura yisavid maisa Maisa, when you make a Tmura, it became from Chulin to Kachem is called a Maisa, says Reb Chaim. Not necessarily is a carbon kosher becoming a carbon pigel the same level of Maisa. Answer number one. Answer number two was that in the case of Tmura, when you say that this shall be a Tmura, you are, in sense, creating the Tmura. The Kedusha's carbon B is coming from your articulation. Says the Reb Chaim's Teretz, by Pigel, if you have a Machshava, the Torah passes the carbon. It's not a direct product and result from your Machshava's Pigel. That's what he says. This is a very important point in Hilchos Tmura. It's a big chakira. Perhaps it's even totally in the Machlokes Abayev Rava, Fiyavad Leimahani, and without undue elaboration, that if I say something should be Heilig, it becomes Heilig because of me. I'm sorry, it should be a Tmura, it becomes a Tmura because of me. Or when I say this, then the Torah said Exeris Akasa, that even though Yavad Leimahani, Bahoyahu, Tmura Siyeh Kaidish. But anyway, here we're assuming that in order for it to be B'dibura Yisavad Maisa, it has to be that it's your Chalois. And the third teretz quoted from Reb Chaim again, Meshem Chacham Echad, is that what's the lav? Is the lav the chalois or is the lav the actual maisa? In other words, is the lav making the tmura, making the pigel, or is the lav the fact that it takes place and contaminates the carbon, the pigel, or the tmura? If you say that over here, the lav is the machshava, not the effect, and maybe the effect would not register as a maisa and hilchus lav sheyesh b'maisa, or not. Those are the three methods which Reb Chaim presented. But actually what I really wanted to discuss and unveil was the Shita Mekubetzes in Bab Metzia Daf Mem Gimel in the end of Amafkid, and the sugya whether Machshava by Shlichus Yad, if you need a Machshava, and does Machshava need Dibur, which is obviously a huge, huge discussion in Hilchus Pigel, if you need to articulate it with your mouth, like Rashi says later on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, or a Machshava alone is enough. That's a big, big pulmus with regard to Pigel. Do you need a Machshava or a Dibur? And there's a Shita Mekubetzes on the Vdalad Amud Beis in Tmura with regard to Tmura also, do you need a Machshav or a Dibur? And the Shita says a teretz to this question, which we did discuss a little bit way, way back in Nazir, Daf Yud Zayin. However, I would like to point out a piece of news about this Shita Mekubetzes. And it goes like this. The Shita Mekubetzes over there in Hamafkid, and the Shtikul that starts with Zal, Taisus, Shans, all the way at the end, the beginning of Mem Gimel and Beis, when he brings down this Kasha Barichas, he says that if you don't need a Dibur, only a Machshava for Pigel, then it's good. Again, we mentioned that's a big, big Shaila. And if you don't need a Dibur, then it's good. The question is, what's going on over here? If the Maisa that you need for a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa is the Maisa Tmura, and we're saying that likewise you have over here a Maisa Chalois of a carbon pulse from a carbon kosher. And the Shita who asks the question obviously is on the other side of the fence. He doesn't hold of the three terutzim that we mentioned from Reb Chaim. He holds that it's a good kasha that b'diburi is have a maisa. The answer is yeah. But by tmura you have a dibur, and by pigel you don't need a dibur, you only need a machshava. Again, that's a subject of controversy, but let's take those facts that the Shita is going with. So what? If the maisa chalois pigel is enough of a maisa for malchus, so what's the difference? The Torah says, read the words of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't just say because there's a Maisa. It says because B'diburi is Savad Maisa. We mentioned earlier that perhaps the Maisa that's happening has to be a direct result of the person's physical participation in the sin. But why does he need a Dibur? Are you going to tell me because Akima Sfasayim have a Maisa? A Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that that's enough of an input of a Maisa of the human to make that it's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa? So then what do you need? The Isavid Maisa, the Chalois Tmura and the Chalois Pigel. Let the fact that you said it and Akima Sfasayim have a Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosai, that says in Sanhedrin Samachay, Akima Sfasayim have a Maisa, would be the one who holds but we see it's not just the dibur, the articulation of the lips, it's also about the isavet maisa. So what is it here? Is it me participating and moving my lips, doing something physical, or is it the result? But in either way, why does it help that if it's b'machshava pigel, then it's better and it's not shver? You know what it sounds like? It sounds to me from this Shita Mekubetzes that it's a partnership. What's the partnership? That you need physical participation from the person being over the love, and you need a significant maisa to take place in order for there to be malchus. Meaning to say that no participation from the human or just the machshava wouldn't be enough maisa for malchus. However, a dibur wouldn't either be enough participation because it's not enough of a maisa. But a major significant maisa, like a chalais pigal and a chalais mura, that's a major maisa, but not if there's no participation mitzad the person being over the aveira. We need, at least in this scenario where there's not a full-blown punch from Reuven to Shimon to give you a lav sheyesh b'maisa of penyesef par excellence, we need a maisa, we need enough of a maisa from the person who's being over, and we need enough of an effect taking place on the receiving end of the human, what the maisa is creating, a chalais tur and a chalais pigal, which again, is not a mega maisa, but it's enough of a maisa that when partnered and paired up together with the person articulating it with his lips, to get together those two can add up for a debura b'savid ma'isa to make a malchus. Pigel, however, says the sheet, if it's enough to just think it and not say it with your lips, then even if yes, the chalais pigel on a carbon kosher would be enough of a nisavid ma'isa, but if you don't have the debura aspect, then you're lacking, it's not sufficient enough of an equation to equal up enough ma'isa on the scale of lav sheyesh b'ma'isa. Again, this is also something that has been discussed already, and we even visited this in the past in Nazir, but the point I'm trying to bring out perhaps even is, like we mentioned then, that there are two points why you need a ma'isa. One is because it says la'sois, which means there has to be an action that the fellow did, and one is because it has to be dumi the lav de chasivma, and for that it might be enough to have a result, which is similar to lav de chasivma, not necessarily in revolving around the human participation in the love. However, what I didn't realize until recently was that the Ritva, a famous Ritva, there's a Taisis in Nazir Daf Yud Zayin that says that when a guy says Harei Ni Nazir Bebeis HaKfaris, he could get Malkus, even though he didn't do anything. And most Mefarshim go with the route that the reason why you could get Malkus for that is because going into the Beis HaKfaris was also an action. Taisis, however, seems to go a different route, that the not going out of the Beis HaKfaris itself is enough of a Maisa for Malkus. Not leaving the Beis HaKfaris is enough of a Maisa. That's what Taisis says. Now, normally, I explained then that the not going out itself is a Maisa Chashuva. And that's why it's not doima to noiser. The Shakasari asks that how come when I don't burn noiser, it should also be a maisa. The not burning it is a maisa. Why is it different than not going out of the basic first? So we said because this is a physical act, just like not, it's a physical act, begufay, not going out is a maisa begufay. It's physically and inherently in gufay that he's not going out. It's a maisa, not like a case of noiser, where you didn't touch the noiser. It's not like it's really not burning it. He's sitting passively and it's not getting burnt. It's not a maisa begufay that can be considered a full-fledged maisa. And we mentioned then, as does the disciple, I think, that this is a concept you find in the Ritva, in Makas Daf Chafal from a base. However, if you look carefully in the Ritva and Makas Chafal from a base, the Ritva clearly is double buckling on two points. He says, the kibun jaya yachal lifshet veini poishet veimit bimabusha zechoshev maisa, the bechlal lay silvash dam rachman ushala yamid lovish vizechoshev lay koshosh kilu lovish, the alphagav the loy ovid maisa he brings down from Nazir, kibun the beknisai bepriya ovid maisa veushaya sham bemazit. The Ritva, first of all, began with klayim, I should mention, not taking off the klayim, and then he says that by going into the Beis HaKfaris, he's doing a ma'isa v'hushoyesham. It sounds clearly from the Ritva that he's also double buckling on both facts. The ma'isa knisa together with the not going out. I think he also means this concept, that we need a little bit human participation, and we need the effect of Maisa. So as far as the Isavid Maisa, maybe the not going out is enough. But the human participation, that wouldn't be enough. You also have to have the Knisa. So mainly that's why Sreifus Noisa, you don't have the part of Knisa, you just have the not burning it. It's a different pshat in the topic that we're discussing and that we discussed then. It's not just because the not going out is a maisa, but it's because there was a little bit of a physical participation from the human in the beginning as well. Thank you.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.